Wayne White is the scholar with the Middle East Institute. We asked him for his reaction to the Iranian president warning that new sanctions could end nuclear talks.
Well, I anticipated that this would happen because he is particularly peeved over the rejection by the Council, the United States, and Germany of the proposal by Brazil, Turkey, and Iran to accept what was essentially advanced by the Council last fall. Only this established some terms beneficial to Iran. Iran, unlike last fall, because of its production since then, would retain enough enriched material to work toward nuclear device. Iran could recall all of its stocks placed in Turkey at any time if it said it maintained in its own judgment that the situation was not satisfactory. And there is a declaration in there completely authorizing Iranian enrichment under any circumstances. And so this is not the deal from last fall, and I anticipated that it would not go anywhere.
So does Iran hold most of the cards right now?
Well, it thinks it does, but it really doesn't. It thinks it holds the cards because it thinks it has the international community over a barrel, that it accepted what the community proposed. But really what it did was impose new conditions on that, which are unacceptable. The Council's withdrawn its demand for Iran to stop enrichment. It was a huge concession. But the Council's not going to negotiate while Iran remains in possession of enough material to theoretically work on a nuclear device. That is not possible.
So how can they get Iran to move?
The only way they could get Iran to move would be to move Iran back to the spirit of the fall proposal, which would require Iran to turn over more of the enriched uranium than it did in the Brazilian-Turkish proposal and remove the conditionalities, you know, that were placed on it, like the blanket approval of enrichment. But that'll probably result in an Iranian rejection of the deal, because that's why it accepted it, because it had modified it to its satisfaction. The reason why this is not to Iran's advantage is that behind all this looms Israel. And even if the Council cut a deal that passed muster in their own mind, the Israelis are far more upset about the situation, feel far more threatened, and loom in the background as the threat that could eventually result in military action against Iran, singular and unilateral military action. So the Iranians are playing with fire.
Wayne White, an analyst with the Middle East Institute. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.